Thank you for joining the podcast of Lionel Sneed Ministries. I want to do something a little different today. I want to read to you a lesson from my book, Grace That Availeth Much. It's coming from lesson 15, and it's titled, God's Indiscriminate Grace. And it reads, think of the worst serial killer in the world, or the most notorious mass murderer in modern history. Now ask yourself this question. If this person gave their life to Christ, would they be forgiven? The stakes go even higher when we throw in names like Adolf Hitler, Jeffrey Dahmer, and Charles Manson. I would imagine it being inconceivable to stamp forgiven on the forehead of anyone who has committed such hideous crimes against humanity. Perhaps millions would say the gates of hell couldn't swing open wide or fast enough for them. However, my Bible tells me that the God we serve is no respecter of persons. That's in Acts chapter 10, verse 34. And that there is redemption for all. That's in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. Yes, God's grace and the blood of Jesus covers anyone who has put Jesus on as Lord and Savior for the forgiveness of sin. God's love is beyond any human capacity to love or forgive. For Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8 through 9 says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, declare the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Thanks be to God that we serve a loving God who looks at the heart. That's in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. And not the things we see above the surface or at first sight. God's everlasting love and grace is able to cover a multitude of sin. That's in 1 Peter, verse chapter 4 through 8. The Apostle Peter had strong faith and conviction in that statement because he experienced the forgiving power of Jesus firsthand. In fact, God's love and grace would have forgiven Judas if he had decided to repent instead of killing himself. This life lesson to take away regarding Judas and Peter is worldly sorrow reacts while godly sorrow receives. Now that's a quote worth its weight in gold. My prayer today is you will see and grasp how wide and long, high and deep is the love of Christ. That's in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 18. That his love that surpasses all understanding will compel you to see how much Jesus loves you. That you will see how he has aggressively sought you before you were born. That's in Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5. Now this love endures forever, and that he will never leave nor forsake you regardless of what your past looks like. Trust him today for making him Lord of your life for now and forevermore. Amen. I hope that reading inspired and encouraged and blessed you some way today. But before I end this podcast, I want to pray for you. Father, I thank and praise you for who you are. God, you are amazing. And we praise you, Father. Father, my prayer this morning is that those listening to this podcast today, that what was said today, Father, would touch them in some way. That what was said today would clear the fog of the extent of your love, God, and that people will understand that it doesn't matter what they've done in life, where they've come from, their past, it doesn't matter to you, Father. That you are the God that when we give our lives to you and we say, Jesus is Lord, Father, that you remember our sins no more, that you make everything anew, and I thank you for you being that loving Father. I thank you, Father, that we can come to you just as we are, and you will say, welcome home. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, thank you for joining the podcast of Lionel Sneed Ministry. God bless you, and may his grace forever be with you.
Thank you for listening to the podcast of Lionel Sneed Ministries. For daily inspiration and books by Pastor Lionel, please visit www.lionelsneedministries.com.